In the 20th century, the concept has been that the schools are an expression of society's values and interests and should be imposed upon the child, and that the child should be made to do what's good for him, and that the major problem in schooling was to get the child out of the hands of his ignorant and not very sophisticated parents and put the child in the hands of the sophisticated and knowledgeable educational experts who could guide him along the correct way.
I'm Robert Enlow, and I'm the president of the Friedman Foundation for Educational Choice. It's the legacy foundation of Milton Friedman and his wife, Rose. Our job is to implement his vision of school choice for all children in America. So we want to make sure all parents have the access and the opportunity to choose any school, public, private, or charter in this country. Our founder, Milton Friedman, is the architect of the modern voucher movement. He started the idea in 1955 and started our foundation in 1996.
What we need to do is to enable parents, by vouchers or other means, to have more say about the school which their child goes to, a public school or a private school, whichever meets the need of the child best.
He is so important to this movement for two reasons. One, he is the intellectual heartbeat of this movement. He is the place that you go back to when you talk about school choice for all families. And I think the second thing that he's been the standard bearer on is starting a foundation that's whole job is to educate the public on the issue of school choice. Milton Friedman is the best economist of the 20th century. We all know that. But it wasn't just his incredible rigorous thinking. It was his foresight into how to get things done through organizations like ours and through his thinking around school choice. We started in 1996, and there's been steady growth in school choice programs in states over that time. When we started, there were 6 programs operating in 6 states. Now there are 34 programs operating in 17 states in D.C. Last year in particular, 2011, we actually had 19 school choice programs enacted in 13 states. 8 were brand new programs and 11 were expansions of older programs. So it was an amazing year in 2011. We looked for the same thing in 2012. You know, school choice has started off sort of incrementally with lower income families being able to choose. And our job is to make sure every family can choose.
The people who lose most from this system are the poor and the disadvantaged in the large cities. They are simply stuck. They have no alternative.
A marketplace for education is critically important for one simple reason. I mean, it works, right? Name me a business, name me a product, name me anything where we don't have choices. The more choices we have, the better the products typically, and the lower the cost. We have a simple problem in this country, and that's a monopoly. It's not the people in the system, it's the system itself.
Competition is better than monopoly.
The centralization produces deadening uniformity. It destroys the experimentation that is a fundamental source of progress.
So we want a marketplace of options because we want as many high quality options as we can. And you've got tons of private schools and tons of charter schools, tons of cyber schools, tons of good public schools, and we need to make sure parents have access to all those schools. Because what we did in this country a while ago was say, hey, where you live is where you go to school. And nothing could be more unjust than that. And so a marketplace is needed to basically bust up that entire unfairness of our system.
All of the opposition to allowing the market work comes from people who have a very strong vested interest in the present public school system. I am not proposing, we are not proposing to destroy the public school system. We are only asking that the public school system should be free to compete, should be open to competition. If it is really as good as you people make it out to be, it has nothing to worry about.
Indiana in 2011 jumped to the head of the class of school choice. So what we did in Indiana with teacher reforms, of teacher evaluation, of collective bargaining reforms, and of school choice and charter school expansion. And this whole package came together and was passed by the legislature. And what was amazing about that was, one, it's a statewide voucher program that extends well into the middle class. So now we have families who have been struggling to send their kids to private schools for years, who have been struggling but aren't quite fit the definition of being truly poor according to the federal guidelines. Now we have those families who have been struggling so hard who now have a little relief and can send their kids to higher quality schools. 3,919 kids signed up in the first year. That's the fastest growing first year voucher program ever. The trial court has just upheld the constitutionality of the program. 69% are from urban areas. This is what you'd expect. The urban kids need it the most. But 16% are from suburban areas, and 15% are from rural areas. Because it's broad income, right, you would think that maybe the higher income would be the ones to take it the most, but that's not what happened. I mean, Milton Friedman was right again. Milton Friedman said a universal program would benefit the poor tremendously, the middle class somewhat, and the rich hardly at all. Well, that's exactly what happened in Indiana. The voucher program, 47% white, 24% African American, 19% Hispanic. You're more than twice as likely as an African American to be attending a private school using a voucher than you are in the state of Indiana being attending a public school. We need to amp up the call for reform across the country. We need to really make sure all the groups on the ground that are doing their thing, that we help them do their thing better.
Market competition is the surest way to improve the quality and promote innovation in education as in every other field.